my name is Zakiron, and welcome to my video and podcast, Life is Like a Vacation. Because just like a vacation, you don't go on that holiday just to get it done. You go for the experience of it. You go for the fun of it. You didn't come to Earth to just tick it off your list like it's a bucket list item. You came to Earth for the experience of it. You didn't come to Earth to get some result as if you need to earn or learn your way into heaven. No, niet, nada. You are in this body, on this earth, for the joy and fun of it. You are here for the joy of creation. Life is not supposed to be hard work and a struggle and drudgery and boring. It's supposed to be a holiday, not a job. Life's supposed to be easy and fun and joyful and abundant and exciting. You are here for the adventure of it, just like a vacation. You're here for the amazing experiences and the amazing relationships and for the excitement and passion of creating your desires into physical reality. You're here to make life fun. You're here to make life a non-stop vacation. You're here to make life a holiday. And life can be a non-stop, exciting, fun adventure if you make it that way. So, enjoy my video and podcast, Life is Like a Vacation. Hi, my name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Go get yourself a copy of my free book and video series and audio series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life at freekeysofsuccess.info. And come visit me at my website at zakiron.com for lots of amazing support and guidance and videos and audios to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality. And if you get something from this, please share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. All right, here we go. Life is like a vacation. Why are you here on Earth and in this body? Did you come here to learn lessons and to grow spiritually? Learning and growing spiritually is inevitable and just a given from being here. It is just a natural result of life. So, no, that is not why you're here. You're not here to evolve or to become enlightened. Did you come here because you are somehow sinful or faulty in some way? And you need to prove your worth and prove that you are a good and virtuous person? No, niet, nada. That is not why you are here, because there is nothing wrong with you or anyone. There is no such thing as sin and judgment and hell, etc., etc. Because God does not make anything that is faulty, and God is love, not judgment and condemnation. The whole concept of sin and judgment and hell is strictly an idea, a belief, an illusion, a fantasy that humans came up with because they felt disconnected from God. So, are you here to save humanity, or heal humanity, or save planet Earth from destruction caused by humans? Near. Because again, there is nothing wrong with humanity and they don't need saving because every soul is guided by their own God source. They may not be listening to that guidance, but nonetheless, that guidance is always coming to them 24/7. And the planet doesn't need saving either. It is alive and in co-creation with humanity, and because of the unconditional law of attraction, there is no such thing as being a victim. No plant, no tree, no animal, no creature, no mountain, no river, no ocean, no human, and no planet can be victimized by anyone or anything, because everyone and everything creates and attracts its own reality to it. This is a universe and a planet of attraction, not assertion. and every human, every creature, etc., has attracted every experience vibrationally to itself, not necessarily consciously, but energetically, vibrationally. They've attracted every single experience to themselves, and everybody can and does create improvement just by desiring improvement that they experience from the contrast of life. This is a planet of attraction. So therefore, it is also a planet of well-being and unlimited abundance, because everyone and everything naturally always desires improvement and well-being and abundance for themselves and everything else, and is creating that well-being and abundance just by desiring it. And the law of attraction makes it so. And the entire universe will expand itself to accommodate your beliefs and your perceptions. So there's no such thing as limitation. It only appears that some humans are hell-bent on annihilation and destruction because of their adopted beliefs and feelings that they are somehow disconnected from God's source. And they just naturally want to feel better like everybody, so they do things that temporarily make them feel better. But nothing can permanently fill the void of the feelings of missing that connection to God's source, except for allowing the flow of source to flow through them. Nothing will fill that gap, aside from the real enchilada. No drug, no sex, no alcohol, no booze, no success, no money, etc. will fill that void. Okay, so we're clear on why we are not here, which is pretty much every stupid idea that humans have come up with to somehow justify their existence. So, why are we here? Well, why do you go on vacations? For the fun of it, right? For the experience, for new experiences that you have never experienced before. To see new cultures, to see amazing nature, to meet new amazing people, to eat new foods, to see new amazing animals and nature, to experience new adventures, etc., etc. Well, that's the same reason you are here on planet Earth, for the joy and fun of it and the adventure of it. No other reason. Yes, of course, on that life vacation, you do experience growth. The contrast of life ensures that expansion, growth, and evolution happens. The contrast of life causes you to grow beyond your limitations, because every limitation, every experience of contrast of what you don't like and don't want, you naturally desire an expansion and improvement on that. But if you leave out the joy factor, that growth will be slow and painful. Whereas when you include the joy factor in your life, then growth is fun and exciting and not a painful struggle. It is just like a vacation. You can create and attract amazing experiences, amazing holidays, or you can create and attract tragedy and bad customer service and bad food and etc., etc. It's all up to you. My main business is travel, because I see that life is like a vacation. It's supposed to be fun, and when people travel, they hopefully understand that. The travel is not supposed to be an escape from the drudgery of life, although for most people that is the case. But nonetheless, if a person is open and joyful and appreciative, they will create an amazing vacation, an amazing holiday. But if they carry their disappointment in life and their resistance and their anger, and their desires to control everything with them on their holiday, they will create a less than enjoyable vacation. I have never had one bad experience when traveling, because to me, every aspect of life is a wondrous adventure, something to embrace and enjoy, a miracle. I don't expect everyone to make my life better and bow down to my every whim. That's my job, to bow down to myself and make sure that my life, that I attract the kind of life I want. You know, so that's my job. But because I have that perception, nonetheless, countless people will step forward to help make my experiences, my holidays, my vacations more fun and stress-free and adventurous, etc., etc. Because we all naturally want to help each other. We all naturally want to have fun. We all naturally want to feel good. And life is exactly the same way if you have the proper perspective. But people who feel like victims and who don't understand that they create their own realities expect and demand that everyone else around them bend over backwards to make their lives easier and make sure that they're happy, etc., etc. But that is not our job. It's not our job to make you happy. It is your job to create what you want in your life, not us. It's my job to create what I want in my life. It's not everyone else's job to make sure that that happens for me. And those kind of people, those are the annoying people that you see on holidays who are making aggressive demands and who are rude to staff and waiters, etc., expecting everyone to bow down upon them and kiss their feet as if they're the king and queen of the universe when they're on vacation, because they believe it is everyone else's job to make them happy. They don't realize it's their own freaking job. And their life is the same in normal life. And so they don't really have fun in normal life, so of course they don't have fun on vacations. Because they take life way too seriously and don't understand that it is their own responsibility to make themselves happy. And when you understand that it is your job to make yourself happy, and you create your own reality, and you create your own happiness and sadness, and you create your own lack and prosperity, etc., etc., then your life becomes a holiday. Because the only reason you want anything is for the joy and fun of it. Your focus should not be work hard and struggle so that I can finally go on a vacation and have fun and, you know, deserve to go on a holiday. Instead, your focus should be have fun in life. Then I will naturally create and attract more fun things in my life, such as wealth and holidays and vacations and adventures and amazing relationships and lots of money and amazing relationships and wealth and health, etc. It is not when I get the money and the relationship and the holidays and the job and the business and the cars and the houses and the health and the wealth, etc., then I'll be happy. No! That's backwards, my friends, because the only reason you want those things in the first place is to feel good. You believe that you will feel good when you have them. And to create anything into physical reality, you must first create the vibration of it. You must create the feeling first, the thought of it first, then the feeling, then the physical manifestation will come. So, get happy first. That's your mission in life. That's the only reason you came here, planet Earth. Get happy, get happy, get happy. That's your mission. That's your goal every single day. Get happy, get happy, get happy. How can I feel more happy? So get happy first, then the goodies will also naturally come, because they are a similar vibration to being, doing, and having what you want, because you know you're going to feel good when you have those things. The strategy to get things to feel better only works temporarily, because the void people are trying to fill can't be filled with stuff. The void can only be filled with source, God, whatever you want to call it. And you get that source energy flowing through you to fill that supposed void when you are happy and when you're excited and feeling abundant and full of wonder and appreciation and love, etc. that's when Source flows through you, because that is the same vibration as Source. Source does not ever vibrate struggle and lack. Source does not ever vibrate unworthiness and powerlessness and helplessness and destruction and poverty and fear and doubt and confusion and depression, etc., etc. That's why you feel like God has rejected you when you're feeling like shit. Because God, Source, never ever goes there. God, Source, does not vibrate crap. Source, God, only vibrates goodness and well-being and abundance and unlimitedness and fun and joy. Source only vibrates the higher emotions, the good feeling emotions. If you feel good, you're vibrating at the same rate as God, Source. Woohoo! If you feel bad, you are not vibrating in the same vibration as God, Source. It's as simple as that. And that is all that hell is. It's just a state of vibration where a person is thinking bad feeling thoughts and is therefore vibrating in a very low vibratory state, contrary to God, Source, all it is, that is always vibrating at well-being, love, abundance, fun, joy, happiness, excitement, passion, creativity, unlimitedness, etc. And they feel the disconnection. They feel like God has abandoned them. And life is a vacation because you don't go on a vacation to get it done. You go on a holiday for the experience of it. You didn't go on a vacation to prove your worth to God. You go for the joy and fun and the excitement and the adventure of it. Well, life is exactly the same thing. You didn't come here to get some final result and be granted a backstage pass through the pearly gates to hang out with rock star God. There is no final result or reward for your good deeds or your undying worship and devotion to a jealous, wrathful, bastardized version of quote-unquote God. You are immortal. You are an immortal spirit. So there is no end. You are the Alpha, and there is no bloody Omega. Your growth never ends. Your evolution never ends. Your expansion never ends. Because you're an immortal spirit. You're God, Goddess, all that is. So growth couldn't possibly be your reason for being here on Earth. You're not sinful and faulty. So you don't need to prove your worth. So that's not why you're here. You're an immortal creator of reality with the full power to create an entire world. That is how powerful and important you are. So plain and simply, you are God, Source, all that is in a human body. And you're here on a vacation, and life is a holiday, and you're here for the joy and fun of creating the most amazing holiday you could ever imagine. If that's what you want, it's your choice. And just like any great holiday, at some point, you must return home, or you get to choose to return home. Nobody decides when it's time for you to return home. You can live as long as you want down here. You can live 1,000 years if you want. But inevitably, you're going to go, oh, well, I've had enough. It's time to go back to Source. But life is not like some sort of bucket list that you tick off and say, well, I've been there and done that. When you make life a holiday, when your life becomes a vacation, there is nothing to complete. One adventure leads to another. One creation leads you to desire another creation and more improvement and more creations and more things to create and more wonderful things to manifest and more wonderful things to do. Just like travel. When you visit one place, you discover more amazing places to visit, and you talk to people that have traveled here and there, and you see other places. Wow, I didn't even know that existed, and I want to go there now. You know, you discover more and more and more adventures to be experienced. And life is exactly the same way, which is why I have chosen to make my primary business all about traveled. It was an absolute natural progression that Spirit guided me to as a spiritual guide, mentor, teacher, author, writer, speaker, etc. And why my tagline is Make Life a Holiday, because life is a holiday, or it should be anyway. Life is a precious, wondrous gift, a gem, a jewel, and everyone has the power within them to make their lives a non-stop, one non-stop vacation after another, and you have that same power within you, just with the power of your own mind and your feelings and vibration, you can be, do, and have whatever you want in your life, and the entire universe is poised and ready to help you achieve whatever you want to create in your life. And you have the creative power to live an absolutely magical, abundant, happy, healthy, and wealthy life. You have the creative power to make your life a holiday. So, powerful creator of your reality. Powerful creator of worlds. That's who and what you are. Are you ready to make your life a holiday? Are you ready to make your dreams come true? Are you ready for more money and freedom in your life? Are you ready to have amazing relationships in your life? Are you ready for a non-stop, steady flow of creativity and abundance and health and wealth and excitement to flow through you? Are you ready for source? For the energy, the frequency, the joy, the abundance, the love of God, source, to flow through you? Have you had enough struggle yet? Are you sick and tired of not being able to do what you want when you want yet? Have you had enough struggling and having no freedom? Have you had enough not having enough money to do the things you want to do? Are you sick and tired yet? Have you had enough of not having any time to spend with your family and friends and your children? Are you ready for abundance? Are you? Are you ready for fun? Are you ready to make your life a nonstop joyful adventure? Are you ready to make life a holiday? Then contact me now at ilovefreedom.info. I look forward to meeting you, working with you, playing with you, traveling with you, building a legacy. A fun freedom and fulfillment with you. Come and say hello. Come visit me. I look forward to meeting you. Go to ilovefreedom.info and let's make our lives an amazing holiday, an amazing adventure. And let's help other people make their lives a holiday. Thanks for watching my video or listening to this podcast. My name is Zakiron and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. If you got something from this, please share with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Come visit me at zakiron.com for lots more audios and videos and articles and books and lots of supportive goodies to help you become an awesome, deliberate creator of reality. Go get yourself a free copy of my Master Keys of Success and Freedom to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life at freekeysofsuccess.info. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast. I wish you immense joy and abundance and excitement and adventure and travel and sex and sensuality and amazing critters and fun, fun, fun on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And always remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!